Last week on Australia Day, the Upper Hunter Shire Council Young Citizen of the Year was awarded to Dylan Denley, and he joins us to have a chat. Dylan, how are you doing, and congratulations.
I'm doing all right, and thank you very much.
What does an award like this mean to you, mate?
It means a lot. Like, I wasn't expecting it, obviously, and it's just, like, I try my best to help out where I can in all the things that I do, but I didn't expect that award to come my way.
Dylan, tell us a little bit about your story, how you help out in the community.
So I'm a member of the Youth Council, the Upper Hunter Youth Council, and I try and get involved in as many events as I can through that and pitch my ideas and have the conversations with everyone to make sure that we're getting as many ideas shared around as possible to get the best possible events that we want to create. And then with one of the events that we held last year was the stay-at-home sleepout, because we couldn't do a community-wide sleepout because of COVID-19 and all the rest of it. And I slept outside of my bed for the whole month.
For the month?
Yes, for the whole month, and I raised quite a bit of money for that.
Goodness gracious. What did the family say about that, mate?
They were on board with it. So.
All right, that's fantastic. Did you go back to sleeping in your bed okay, or are you like, actually, I think I like this?
No, I loved going back to my bed. It was the best night's sleep I ever had. After that, like, towards the end of the month, like, to start with, the months were going all right. It was pretty good because I was in my swag, so it was pretty comfortable. But then closer to the end of the month, there was a bit, my back was starting to hurt, and I was still going to school 5 days a week, and I was still going to work all the time. So life didn't change. It was just where I was sleeping. So I was feeling the impact, and I was very grateful to be able to go back to my bed, because I know the people that are homeless and have to sleep in their swag for their whole life don't get that opportunity to go to a nice warm bed.
Yeah, you did a remarkable experiment there. So for a month, I mean, most of us might only do it for a night, but you've done it for a month. And so you got a good idea of what it's like for homeless people.
Yeah, it was very eye-opening for me. I found that there was a lot of things that I didn't quite realise to the extent of what it would feel like, but I know now.
Are you involved in any other community groups around the Upper Hunter other than the Hunter Youth Council?
I'm a part of the SRC at school at the moment and being school captain as well there, but other than that,
So, mate, what does 2022 have in store for our Young Citizen of the Year?
Just trying to be involved as much as I can. It's going to be a bit more relaxed, I think, for the preparation for different events, because I'm undertaking my HSC this year, but I'll still be at the events as much as I can and try and pitch in as much as possible to everything.
The HSC in 2022, and as has been the case for the last couple of years, has been very difficult for students. Are you looking forward to it?
Not really.
It's not the be-all and end-all, I'll tell you. They won't share this with you, but most of us have been through the HSC realise that it's an experience and it's a good one, but it doesn't define you as a human being. In fact, probably you're more defined by being Young Citizen of the Year, mate.
Yeah.
You're a credit to your school and a credit to your family. Dylan Denley, once again, congratulations, and thank you very much for joining us on 2&M.
Thank you very much. It was wonderful to be here.